Another health stat for you this morning that reminds us kids are doing it tough, or some kids are anyway. The number hospitalised for dental treatment has skyrocketed in the past 15 years from 4,500 a year to 7,500 in an era where you would think it would be the opposite. Kids with 20 decayed teeth we're talking about, some as young as two. Paediatric dentist Katie Ayres is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this, a lack of dental care or bad diet or both?
Well, it's a combination of things, I think, Mike. I think we're seeing a smaller number of children with an increasing amount of tooth decay, but also we're picking these children up earlier so that I think we're getting referrals into the hospital system while the children are younger, and therefore it looks like a little bit of a peak.
So you are improving. I'm so glad to hear you say this because the media is reporting it's some sort of disaster. And yet if I look at the numbers, 3,000 over 15 years, that's only 200 a year, and I doubt that that would even cover the population increase over that time, would it?
I'm not sure about that, but I think overall our decay rates have actually increased a lot over that time period. So, say 15 years ago, we've had a 10% decrease in the number of children with tooth decay at 5 years of age, mm-hmm. but I think we've gotten a small number of children who are having an increased amount, quantity of tooth decay.
And knowing what the dentist costs in general terms, this must be setting us back a fortune to the country.
Yes, that's true. I know in my Midland area where we have 5 district health boards, it's a cost of around about $3 million a year. So it's definitely money that could be valuably spent on something else.
And in dealing with these kids at the sharp end of the problem, if you like, do you deal with them and then send them away knowing that things will improve, or do you send them away thinking that kid's got trouble for life?
We really hope that things will improve. So the whole idea really of putting them to sleep and having all the work done in one go under a general anaesthetic is that you can provide best quality treatment, including some preventive sort of care in that. And then we really aim to follow these children up closely within the school dental service after that, so they're on more regular recalls and really trying to focus on the preventive side of things.
Good. Is there anything obvious we're not doing, though?
I think within the dental health service, we're doing probably all we can, but what's much harder to address is the social issues that are leading to this tooth decay in the first place. And so I think that's where we really want to be looking at, lowering sugar consumption within our community and focusing on good quality preventive care, both at home and within the dental setting.
Katie, appreciate your time very much. Paediatric dentist Katie Ayres with us this morning.